In Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, there's an incredible story in the Navi there that's hard to understand. I'm not even going to say over the whole story because there are parts there that need very deep explanation. But what says openly there in the Navi and what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, speaks out, expounds, Mufurish, Pshat in this Psukim, is this following point. It says over there that there was an Isha Likim, a Navi, that came to give a warning there to Yeravam that he was doing Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say the name of the Navi. Rashi says it was Edai HaNavi. And this Edai HaNavi, the Navi calls Isha Likim, after he left the house, there was somebody over there, it says, who was a Navi Sheker, who heard that there's Isha Likim, a Navi here. And this Navi Sheker wanted to do the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim with this Isha Likim, with this Edai HaNavi. And he went, and he got his chamor, and he got his chariot, and he went out special with a tremendous tircha, and he went, and he took Edai HaNavi into his house. And there's something there, it was complicated, really, Edai HaNavi wasn't supposed to eat there, and he made up a story, the Navi Sheker. But what it does say is that this Navi Sheker, after he convinced Edai HaNavi to come into his house by making up a story, and he gave him to eat, all of a sudden Hashem came to the Navi Sheker and gave him a Nevius. A real Nevius from Hashem. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Gimel says that you see the power of Achnosas Orchim. Here you have a Navi Sheker that's Chayiv Misa for being a Navi Sheker. And he's making up even lies to get Edoi to come into his house. But he wanted to give him food and bring him into his house. So the Gemara says the power of Achnosas Orchim is that even someone who's Chayiv Misa is a Navi Sheker, but when he does Achnosas Orchim, it's like being a Kabul Pnei Shechina, and he brings Hashem down. And now he was zayich for the first time in his life to get a real Nevius from Hashem. Do you hear this? Someone who's a Navi Sheker, who's Chayiv Misa. But when you bring a guest into your house to feed him, it's being Makabel Pnei Shechina. Now he was zayich to get a real Nevius. The Gemara says here, the Gemara's Lashon and Sanhedrin of Kuf Gimel is, you see, that Achnos giving someone food, that's what the Gemara calls it, giving someone food, ligma, giving someone food is so special and so precious to Hashem that it makes the Shechina, Hashem brings the Shechina even on a Navi Sheker. Imagine someone who's not a Navi Sheker, someone who's not Chayiv Misa, what it means, Achnosas Orchim. And I'm going to add one more thing that the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Gimel says, another mind-boggling thing. That this I mentioned about a year ago on the podcast Daily Dose of Chesed. The Gemara talks about over there about Micha, about the pestle Micha. Micha who was an Oved Avodah Zarah. He brought a pestle of Avodah Zarah. Even by Kriyas Yamsuf it says he was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And it says by Mishkan Shiloh, Mamish, less than like a mile and a half away, he had a mile and a half away from the Mishkan, he was bringing Karbonis to Avodah Zarah, and the smoke of his Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, mingled with the smoke coming up from the Helik of Karbonis in the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, the Malachim wanted to push him away, and it's a Machlokes, means push him away, kill him, Ba'ilam Azeh, kill him, take away his Olam Haba. The Malachim wanted to finish him off. The smoke of his Avodah Zarah is mingling with the smoke of the Karbonis in the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, leave him. Because he always has pitoy, bread available to Ivrei Derachim. People that pass by, he always has bread available to feed them. And Rashi over there says, on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that when someone gives food to people, it's so special that Hashem looks away from their averis. That's what it says over there. The fact that someone gives food, even though he's such an Oved Avodah Zarah, that the smoke of his Avodah Zarah is mingling with the smoke of the Karbonis, and the Malachim want to kill him. The fact that he gives food to people is a protection. And I'm telling you, it's pita available to every derachim. Like we mentioned in the last year, it doesn't have to only mean that you take people into your house. He had bread available, giving them a shuluch to your door, giving him a brownie bar, a pastry, and a plastic, giving him a water bottle, giving him some food, some nourishment, giving him a geschmack of Danish wrapped in a plastic. Because of corona, you don't even let him into your house. Just sending it out, making your pitoy, mezainis, available to every derachim. And I want to just stress, you see from these two gemaras, these are not stam stories. These are not stam heiligemaises. These are divrei chazal akdoshim. This is a two black and white gemaras in Sanhedrin of Kuf Gimel. The power of giving food to another yid. Someone can be an avi sheker. Someone can be oivet avodah zarah, machtias a rabbim in avodah zarah. Terrible things, and malachim want to kill him. But if he gives food to yidin, that brings the shechina. That protects him. And one more thing I want to add. It says, besides the fact that Hashem didn't let the Malachim kill this Micha, who was such a Rasha, the Gemara is discussing people that know Chelek and Elam Haba. And the Gemara says, why does Micha have a Chelek and Elam Haba? He was such a terrible Machdis Rabbim and Avodah Zarah. He brought a Pesel of Avodah Zarah by Kriyas Yamsuf. He was Mamish, the Grest Oizvarf. The Gemara says, list other people that maybe didn't do as Beit Averis as Micha. They have no Chelek and Elam Haba. But Micha, because he gave pita le'evei drachim, he gave food to hungry yidden, therefore he also has a chelik and olam haba. Incredible. May we all be zeicha to grab on to the mitzvah of achnasas arachim, grab on to giving out food to people, putting out cookies and shuls to people that are hungry, giving out pastries to people, making food available to hungry yidden. And I'll add one more thing. Sometimes some people say, do I really know if this person is a bona fide mishuluk? Do I really know? So, there's a chazaka, most of them are good. But giving food to a hungry person has nothing to do with his cause for a tzedakah. That a person is hungry, he's eating food, that goes in to the mitzvah of achnasas arachim.